You're in tune with local news here on Idaho Matters. I'm Tom Michael. Well, it's that time again. The Rotary Club of Boise is gearing up for the annual Firkin Frolic, a beer festival that raises money for a cause. Kevin Allen, president of the Boise Rotary Downtown, is with us, as along with Tyson Carden, director of marketing for Sockeye Brewing, live here in the studio. Hello.
Hello.
So I'm going to spell this first, F-I-R-K-I-N. And notice the care I use in pronouncing it, Firkin. This is the name of your festival. You're making it difficult for radio folks. Why?
We are. Well, that's part of the fun, honestly, is to hear people try to work through this name on live radio. But really, it's the name of the size of keg that we're using for this event. So these Firkins, which is a smaller keg, maybe 8 or 9 gallons, are made exclusively for this event. You get to see the real artistry of some of these brewers. Some artists work in paints and clays. These guys work in barley and hops. So they put together these custom beers exclusively for this event, and we get to sample them at Firkin Frolic.
Well, I know our host, regular host Gemma Gaudette, had a lot of fun with that last year, and I am on high caution alert. So this is next week, and you talked about these special types of beers. What are some of them?
Well, I know that we have really all over the map. So we have a variety of stouts and porters and IPAs. I know Tyson will talk about his beer here in a minute as well, but it's a wide variety. So if you have different tastes in craft beers, there's going to be a lot of options for you at this event. We have 13 of the area's best brewers here.
So now here we are in the Pacific Northwest. There's a hegemony of IPAs. I mean, that's a popular beer, right? You must push out a lot of that.
Very, very popular style. And in fact, Sockeye Brewing put together an IPA for this event. So mixing it up a little bit. In the past, we've done dark beers. This is actually our fifth year being part of this event, and super cool event, super cool people to work with. And it's always been a good time. But this year we mixed it up with a strawberry milkshake IPA.
And that's Tyson talking, a strawberry milkshake IPA. I've been seeing these kind of more dessert flavors kind of popping up in the grocery store shelves. What is this like? How do you make something like that?
Actually, so for this particular Firkin, we took our New England Hazy IPA, our Sunbeam IPA, and actually added it to the Firkin. So a lot with that beer, you get a lot of citrusy character. For this particular Firkin, we added strawberry puree, lactose, and vanilla. So that accentuates a lot of that fruity character that you're used to seeing. So it'll drink a lot like a milkshake.
That's Tyson Carden, director of marketing for Sockeye Brewing. Tastes like a milkshake. So is this a sipping beer or a guzzling beer?
I don't know that I'd personally have more than one or two, but yeah, it's definitely a sipping beer. It's a more like your dessert style beer for sure.
And Kevin Allen, president of Boise Rotary Downtown. Now, the Rotary Club is known for all sorts of service activities. Why attach to this one? What makes this worthy of Rotary Club service?
So this is an important one for us. This raises a lot of the funds for our club projects, both locally and internationally. So one of our biggest projects or one of our biggest focuses is youth development. So past events have sponsored things like STEM camps, leadership camps, literacy and world understanding through exchange students. We also favor a lot of environmental projects, so we've used funds from this event to purchase seedlings and install those seedlings in places like Holes Gulch and Deer Flat Wildlife Refuge. And one in particular is we use some of these funds also for international projects. So, for example, last year we helped through Firkin Frolic funds, we helped bring clean water to a remote village in Ecuador. And you think about it, that's what's kind of neat about this. If you're attending Firkin Frolic and you're sipping on a delicious beer, having a great time, you might not be thinking that you're actually changing people's lives in another part of the world. So it's one of the special things about this event.
How do you choose that programming? Who gets to receive those funds?
It's a great question. So that's what's neat about Rotary. We say there's room for your passion. So people with passions in the clubs come in and they say, you know, here's something that we're passionate about, and we find it. So we've worked in Ecuador, for instance, for a lot of years.
Kevin, of course, on this program, Idaho Matters, we've spoken in the past to a lot of breweries and beer festivals, and there is certainly a strength here in Boise, and there has been for some time. And I see new breweries opening up all the time. Might we reach peak beer here?
Yes and no. There's obviously limited shelf space, but as far as handles and having cool tap rooms, things to do around town, I think with the growth that we're seeing in the area, in that sense, no, I don't think we'll hit peak brewery because everyone has their little niche.
You're also seeing a lot of cider houses now come aboard. Does that cater to a different audience, or is it also a beer drinking audience?
It's complimentary. Absolutely. There's some people that have gluten intolerance, certain people that maybe just don't like beer or can't drink beer. cider is a good alternative for them. And a lot of breweries are actually supporting these local cideries to, you know, show an array of options at their tap rooms.
Let me ask about another trend. You walk into your local grocer, and like your brewery, Sockeye Brewery, you see a lot of beer now in cans, a lot of specialty beer in cans. Historically, maybe it was the bottle. Are there advantages or disadvantages?
Oh, definitely. Lighter packaging. So from a brewery standpoint, it's easier to ship, a little less of a footprint on that. But it's also packable. I can take it skiing. I can take it biking. I can take it hiking and anything like that. And it's just a more compact, not quite as heavy product. In that sense, too, the can does have advantages. Light does affect beer. If it sits and gets UV rays, your beer may skunk if you're used to kind of the Heineken, or dare I say, something to that effect. But the can is kind of a superior way of packaging beer now.
Are there environmental differences?
Absolutely. Obviously, the recycling aspect of aluminum. We make a big push to recycle that. And then obviously those plastic little holders that we use, they're called Pactex. Those are highly recyclable as well.
That's Tyson Carden, Director of Marketing for Sockeye Brewery. We're also speaking with Kevin Allen, President of the Boise Rotary Downtown. So, okay, you've made your case. Somebody out there wants to perhaps attend this. What are the details?
So the details are, this is occurring on February 13th, on Thursday. So this is the day before Valentine's Day. If you haven't bought your Valentine a gift yet, it's a good alternative to flowers or chocolates. Firk and Frolic is a great date night. You can get tickets online at firkandfrolic.org. They're only $20 online. I'm encouraging people to get them in advance because this event does sometimes sell out. We do often have door tickets, though. Those are $25 at the door. It'll be held Basque Center February 13th. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. and beer starts flowing shortly thereafter.
So whether winter or summer, that block, that Basque block, seems to be a central gathering place. Is there something that you like about it from a, you know, kind of a founder standpoint?
I do. I love the Basque block and the Basque Center in general. The people are wonderful there to work with. It's got a great history for the Boise area. So it's really an ideal event, especially holding a beer festival in winter. It's a great place to be indoors and out of the weather.
I want to go back to Kevin and ask about the different styles of beers I mentioned earlier without any facts in front of me that IPAs were popular here in Boise. But what is popular? What do you find selling these days?
IPAs for sure. That's a heavy category for breweries here in the area and just nationwide. The New England style IPA is becoming very, very popular as well.
And what's the difference between, Tyson, what's the difference between New England style and the, say, Pacific Northwest style of IPA?
So like a Northwest style, our Dagger Falls, very typical of that style, has that piney bitterness, kind of a citrusy aroma, but heavy on that bitterness, that high IBUs. These hazy IPAs or New England style IPAs are a lot more heavy on the fruity aspect of the hop. So you'll get a lot more citrus character aroma, but you're not going to get quite that bitterness you're used to on those Northwest style IPAs.
Now, Idaho agriculture has seen a growth in hops, and there are all these different names you see on the back of cans, Citra and other names. What is Idaho known for?
Idaho is known for actually being the number two producer. We actually surpassed Oregon a couple years ago. We produce a lot of hops, Washington being number one, but our hop growers here are awesome. They're innovating, breeding hops, trying new things. Idaho 7 is a hop that you'll see around a lot, and that one in particular started here, ended here, and is extremely popular around the nation.
We've been speaking with Tyson Carden, Director of Marketing for Sockeye Brewery, and Kevin Allen, President of the Boise Rotary Downtown. We've done pretty good this segment. I'm going to have you name the festival so I don't have to say it again. What's coming up?
The Firk and Frolic Beer Festival, February 13th, downtown Boise, Basque Center.
And coming up, we've got some live music in studio. I'm Tom Michael, and you've been listening to Idaho Matters.